We are learning Masechtas Bava Kamma, Daf Peites Amud Beis, and we are starting approximately from four to wide lines, six lines and four or seven lines, four to wide lines, in the middle of the line with Hasbin Ksubasa. We're talking about over here an Isha who is Pegeya and someone. Isha hurts someone, so he says she doesn't have to pay, she doesn't have any money. So Gemara's kash is now, she doesn't have any money, Ava Eitz had to give her money. Tazbin Ksubasa, but Tavis Anah, but Titile. Good, she doesn't have Nichsim Malok, but she has a Ksuba. Let her sell a Ksuba with Tavis Anah. The 200 Zuz, or Nichsim Basel, let's say the 200 Zuz, make it simple. The 200 Zuz, let her sell that Ksuba. You know, it's a guy takes a risk on it, it's 200 Zuz. She'll sell it 50 Zuz, probably, at least. So let her sell it and pay the guy, in Titile. So Mara says, we don't want her to do that. Why? Because Hamani Ramei Dama also loy la odom shiyishes ishto efilo sha'achas b'loy ksuba. We're going to Ramei, who says, you're not letting her be without a ksuba. If she sells her ksuba, she can't stay married because she's not going to have a ksuba. So we never tell her to sell a ksuba because then she's not going to be able to be married. The time of Ma'ai is Dr. Gemara Kadesh loy teikala ve'enav loy tzia. So Mara says, why is this such a big problem? Why can't you sell it? Why do we want her to have a ksuba? Because we don't want the husband just to get angry. She burns the soup and he's going to go ahead and then divorce her. It costs money and he's not going to do it. Here also costs money. Instead of paying here, I have to pay the lekeach. So why is this a problem? Time am I, faith in Mark, this late coming. The ones who bought it are going to collect it. Look, ksuba minayt. So still, you have the same benefit of the ksubas even if she sells it. So what's the problem? So Mara says, you're right, I'll tell you the entire. So Tavis Anah, Milinenu, Umilu Mishtabdi. That the reason why she doesn't have to sell it is because Tavis Anah is Mili, and Mili not Mishtabdi to the Nizik. Which is what you have to know what the Havmina is. So the Tavis Anah means, it just Mili means it's like futures. It's not something, she doesn't really have any money. She can sell a ksuba and get some money, that's not Mishubid. She doesn't really own anything of value. It's saying it's just like mili, it's words. It's words of a ksuba that you owe me money. That's not enough to meshubit. So frankly, more lama loy mili misdavni, but didn't read the new. Maisa, why not? It's mili. It's words that were sold for money. So why can't I make a seller? What the havmin was? More slugs it out right away. So Mara says, no, yeah, you are looking to sell it. It's back shvah. Why don't you sell the ksuba? Mara says, I'll tell you why you don't sell ksuba. I'm just on the Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel, hamoyich shtar chayv lechaveroi, and same thing we sell ksuba. You sell a star chayv to your friend that says that you have a star chayv that someone owes you money, and you sell it to your friend. Yeah, you collect it, and you pay me some money now, and you take care of collections. V'chazo machlo, even I went and was meichel that chayv, machlo, it works. I feel yarish meichel, even yarish kiv meichel. So here we're worried that she'll sell it and be meichel it. So afraid tomorrow, what's the big deal? I'm going to zvun it as avin v'title. Let her sell the ksuba. Pay the nizik. V'makla the gabi b'al t'mklanem. She's meichel, she's meichel. Who cares? So the more Amri, no. Call the gabi b'al v'ad t'mklanem. If she's forced to sell something to pay it, she likes her b'al better. She's shogun in meichel. V'af sedina l'huz vina. V'yadayim l'huz dinu. We don't want to make a takana. She has to sell a ksuba. We know for sure she's going to meichel that ksuba. I'm going to cause l'keach a loss. So we're not going to do that. We're not going to set up a system where we're going to cause l'keach a loss. So that's not an etzah. So frankly, I have not an etzah, a much more simple etzah now. We have here a nizik who has damages. He has nowhere to go to collect, right? She's married, he's not collecting. I have an etzah. Give him the ksuba. And there, he's nothing to lose. Because at one hand, maybe she won't be meichel the ksuba, and then he'll have at least a value of a ksuba. And if he's meichel, okay, it's not worse than to get nothing. Sell it to the guy who you chayvel him with on top of our base. The machlo the gavi baal. If she goes ahead and is meich gavi baal, loikam afsid. He's not losing. The hashan ami because lemaisa he's not getting anything now anyway. So what's nothing to lose? There's no difference. So why don't you do that? Say give it to the nizik. Soiv call the gavi baal by the machlo. It's for sure going to happen. She's sure going to be meichel. And truchei beidina bechtila metchina. We're not going to make everyone crazy. It's not worth it. The whole thing is a waste of time. It's for sure going to happen. We're not going to waste the time. So basically what we're saying is, right now, that we have no eitzah. That's why pigas and raw is no eitzah. Selling the ksuba doesn't work because you're meichel and no eitzah. Zok to Gemara. El hada tanya. We have a braisa that says like this. It's a tesefta. Vechein hi shechov lo bebailo. Let's say she hurts her husband. Halacha is lo yefsid the ksubasa. The halacha is she doesn't lose the ksuba. You would say that she hurts her husband, she can't pay, so at least she loses the ksuba. You say no, she does not lose the ksuba. The Mara's kasha is amai tazvin alei the ksubasa lebay lebatavas nava chavalom. The machle guy about lekup seida. We're saying lechayra. Here it is a good etza. Here, if the isha hurts her husband, we say, oh, she doesn't pay anything. Why don't we say she gives up her ksuba? And if she gives up her ksuba, so now for sure the husband's in a gain, because even if she's meichel, the husband's gaining also. The husband's gaining. So you give up a ksuba. Ksuba was worth 200 zuz. She was or 1,000 zuz with the nichzer and baz, whatever it was, the sefes. She was meichel to her husband. She says, here, I hurt you here. You keep my ksuba. The problem is that she's meichel. Yeah, she's meichel. It's also he's in a gain. Either way, he's getting the whole $1,000 of ksuba.
But the Mishnah says that if Elisha
hurt someone,
she gets divorced.
I know, yeah. So we're not working with after the divorce. No one's waiting for that long. We know who knows what's going
to
happen. Yeah.
If you hurt your husband, does she have to pay him after the fact?
Yeah. Same thing. Oh, so you see, he asked this. Maybe he'll divorce her and get the money that way. Whatever. That's mean to ask tomorrow, ask Shakash like that. But let tomorrow finish the discussion. So here. Here, if she hurts her husband, let what should we do? If she hurts the husband, let her give the ksuba back to the husband. And the husband's in the game for sure. Let's read it inside. Amai, there's been a ksuba to the Bible, there's an awe, bahachavala, with achavala, the machle guy, ba, like a pseudo, of course he's gaining. So Gemara answers, no. Havadir amei, dama, osla, odom, she yishes, ishtafil shachas, like ksuba. And this is the case, if you give the ksuba back to the husband will have no reason not to divorce you. Because here, he doesn't take ksuba anyway. So, Freyti Gemara, I'll tell you this. But Tayyamai, why we're saying that here you can't do this? Kadei, Shlei Te Kaveh of Loitzia. Hocha, what do you mean? And now they're not paying, it's even worse. Hocha Megarish Lo, Vigovle Bechavle, Menei. No, let's tell you to finish reading this. Anachma. Tayyamai, Kadei Shlei Te Kaveh of Loitzia. And Hocha Megarish Lo, Vigovle Bechavle, Menei. Hocha Hashtanami, now also Megarish Lo, he'll divorce her, Vigovle Bechavle, Menei. The cash like this. So what I was saying, don't give the husband the ksuba, because then it'll be easy to divorce you. And if I don't give the ksuba, also divorce you. You know why? He wants to collect the money. So he's going to divorce the wife. Now she has her own money, and I'm going to pay you the ksuba. Now give me back my money. You have money now. So tomorrow, no, we're not worried about that. You know why? Because the ksuba is more. The ksuba is $1,000 ksuba. Let's say it has tesefes in it. It's a big ksuba. Is more than the money of the chavala. It's not worth for him to pay out that money to get back a little bit of money. The Mara answers, going to an office ksubasa. The Mishnah who poured to him after tuva. He's not going to lose all that for the little money he'll get back. So, Frank the Gemara Kasha, what's the problem? We didn't fish a ksuba miksubasa. If it ksubasa miksuba, the raisa. If the case is, you're telling me that the ksuba is bigger than the raisa, so let's do like this. Let the isha give back to the husband the whole tesefes and keep the ksuba intact, the raisa, the 200 is intact. And now everything's good. You don't have Ramei anymore because I still have a ksuba on the isha, so I'm not going to divorce her. And the extra you gave back to the husband for his mezekim, that's tatavis and all. You gave that back. The nechser bazel, the extra, any extra in the ksuba, yeah, anything extra in the ksuba. Freyti Gemara, v'nefisha ksuba, sam ksuba deraisa, nukma ksuba deraisa, v'idoch tazevne nalei bechavlei, and the rest give back. Bechavlei and give it to the husband back with a chavala. The Mara answers on that. Going to the nefisha ksuba saw miksuba deraisa. The ksuba is not bigger than ksuba deraisa. That what was the case? To have a chav, it was exactly 200 zuz the ksuba, and we're still saying in this case it's not worth it because why do we say it was more? Because you just divorce her to get the money. No, it's too much to divorce her. So we're saying, oh, if it's too much, if it's a lot of money, so why don't we give back? Why don't the isha then stay married? Let the isha give that back to the husband. That was the kasha. So no, the ksuba is exactly 200 zuz. So why didn't we say she's in he'll just divorce her to collect the money? Teretz is the hezek was much less than even a ksuba deraisa. So the Gemara going to finish a ksuba so a ksuba deraisa, and to have a chavli abo azuzi. The chaval is only 4 zuz. The mishuma and a ksuba is 200 zuz or 100 zuz by amon at least. The mishuma abo azuzi le mafset esrim v'chamisha 25 slum, which is every sellers 4 zuz, which is 100 zuz by almana, so it's not worth it to divorce it. So Akapanim, the discussion was here where she was chayvel in the baila, we said like siduk ksubasa, and on that we said that why we give back the ksuba, teretz is there was no extra over here, and to give back the ksuba itself, That's a problem of Rav Meir. I was saying, anyway, you're going to divorce her. No, you're not going to divorce her because the 200 zuz is more than the chavala. So, Frank the Gemara, Elo the Tanya, how you learn the end of this brisa? The end of that brisa says like this: Kesheim shloy timkav yitachtov, just like she can't sell any ksuba while she's tachtov, which means like the kind of Yonah learns Rashi, she can't sell a gamri a ksuba for the full value while she's under her. While she's under him, because it's done at full value, kach loy tafsiv itachta. The same way, she will not lose her ksuba ever while she's under him. Vazimdim kach lo d'mafsida. It sounds like this price is saying it's the end of that price. And the reason is because she's not going to lose her ksuba. What I mean, there's times when she'll lose her ksuba. We said we gave her a kimta. We said only because here was exactly the amount. But there is times when she loses ksuba. How's that? Going to the fish ksuba ksuba deraisa. When her ksuba is more ksuba deraisa, then she does have to give the extra back to the husband. Amarava, the seifa have to be a different halacha. Amarava seifa also on the ksuba is then different. The seifa is talking about a different case. Talking about ksuba has been different. V'hachi ketani k'shem sham becheret ksuba sa la'acherim la'efsidu ksuba sa been different. My time is the ansua. You have to explain this, of course, and they'll read it again inside. Ksubas ben dichra means where, let's say, a man is married to two ladies. Now, each lady has their own ksuba with the nichses in Basel and there, which are worth different values. The isha number one was very wealthy. Her ksuba is worth, you know, $1 million. Isha number two, her ksuba is worth 400 zuz. They're not even comparable. Now, what happened was that, let's say, those two ladies die in the lifetime of the husband. The husband gets all that Yerusha. Now, each of them had their own sons, had their own children. Now, when the husband dies, so now, they split the Yerusha evenly, right? But it's not fair. Lemaisa, the Isha brought from her family more money than Isha number two. Isha number one, but her family. The halacha is that you write in the ksuba, k'tanai, called ksubas ben dichrin, that her children will get her ksuba. Whatever the husband got as Yerusha, from that ksuba, her children will get it. Now, the halacha is, let's say, in her lifetime, she tried to sell it. She sold it to Tevis Hana. Lemaisa, she sold it to Tevis Hana. But it was a risk, and the guy who bought it lost out in this risk. You know why? Because she died first. So, the guy lost. So, in this case, does her son still get it or not? Well, it's not. You say, look at it. You don't care about your family's estate. You try to sell it off. So, maybe here, your sons don't get it. The halacha is, your sons do get it. So the halacha is back to our brisa. Kesheim shem mecheres ksubasa la'acherim. Just like when she sells la'acherim, lo yefsid ksubas b'derecha. She doesn't lose it. My taima zuzu d'ansua. She sold it because she needed cash. Kach mecheres ksubasa la'baila. In the same way, if she would sell a ksuba to her own husband, also lo yefsid ksubas b'derecha. My taima zuzu d'ansua. The same halacha will be sold to her own husband. So here it says zaytika halacha, nothing to do with the first halacha. It has shaykes because to her husband. But into chavala, that would be this halacha, and therefore it's not a kasha on what we said before that if you have extra, you have to give it to your husband. So the bottom line is, if there's extra, then and she hurt her husband, she would have to give back that extra to the husband and leave the ksuba deraisa intact the way it is. Zokta gemara vayta, lema takonas usha tanoi. Maybe. Takanos Usha is a machlekes tanoim. Remember, Takanos Usha is this case where he said she sold nichsim alug. This is a new gemara now a little bit. Lema Takanos Usha tanoim. With Takanos Usha means that if she sells a nichsim alug, the halacha is that when she dies, it does not go to the lekeach who bought it. It goes to her husband because her husband goes first, even though she is full bailim on her nechasim, but it goes to her husband first. That's the Takanos Usha. So there's a machlokes tanoim here about if you have avdim alug, the tonicha, the avdim alug, which means she brings the eved into the marriage. So yoytzim shem v'ayin leisha. If the isha knocks out the shem v'ayin, the eved goes free. Avaloy leish, but not to the ish. The ish is only eating peiris, which means he's only using again the shtamshes of the eved. He doesn't own the eved. So therefore, if he knocks out the eved's eye, the eved is not going free. V'tanya idach, another rabbi says loy leish v'leisha. Neither one is considered enough of a bailim to send them out free with the shem v'ayin. So Savrua, right now we thought the kuliyam a kinyan peris lav kinyan guftami, that if you have a kinyan peris, just have a shtamshus, it's not called kinyan guf. So my lav al kamipsa was my chalikas. We understand why the ish can't do it because all he has kinyan peris. So what's the shayla about the isha? My lav al kamipsa. The man da amal isha. The one who says that the isha knocks out the eye it goes free, less at Tekanas Usha. There's no Tekanas Usha, therefore there's no Shibud of the Baal on this, therefore she's the full Baalim, it goes free. Manda Amar, loyal Isha is at Tekanas Usha, and therefore there's a big Shibud of the Baal here, and that affects the Isha's violence. And that's what Isha is not enough of Baal and make it go free. So you see, Tekanas Usha B'chayis Tanayim, Zagmar and Lot. The Kuli Yama is of Tekanas Usha, everyone holds Tekanas Usha. Elakan Kayim Tekanah, one bride says before the Tekanah. And that's why it says before the Tekanah, the Isha has a din of Shem V'ayim. Kalacha Tekanah, that no one has din Shem V'ayim, because there's a certain bilus of the husband that affects the Isha. V'boy is saying, but either we did Lacha Tekanah, both of them after Tekanah, this is Tekanah Usha, after Tekanah Usha. Elamandu Amal Isha of Leil Ish. So we understand, after Tekanah Usha, we understand why no one does it. So what's behind the Yama holds that the Isha could knock out, if it knocks out the eye, goes free. Aye, the Ish has a bilus on it. Lamanda Amal Isha Ish, my time could the Rava. The Amal Rava, Rava says, Hektish Chometz V'Shichur Mafkim De Shibud. He says that even though there's a Shibud on something, for example, you make a Shar Apoyetiki. The guy borrows money, says, this Shar, you're going to collect from it. Then I go and mak the shit. And you have a Shibud on it first. Hektish knocks out the Shibud. Same thing as Chometz. If I lend money to a Goy, lends money to me, and I say, here, this bottle of scotch is for you a mashkin. Lamaisa comes to Pesach, the chometz makes it osa bahana, even though it's shubah to the guy, it makes it osa bahana. Rashi says, if I would give it to the guy and put it in his house, then it wouldn't be make it into osa bahana as chometz. But if it's in my house, even though it's a shiba, there's a lien on it, chometz knocks out the lien. V'shichrur also, a star shichrur knocks out the lien. Mafkir b'dei shibud. So here, if the isha knocks out the eye, we knocked out the shibud of the husband. And that's why it's chal, the shichra, when the isha does it. So that's the Gemara's answering, that pshat isha isha is because like a rabba. So Gemara says, well, let me rabba tanayim, is rabba l'chayis tanayim? Because what's pshat alamah the yamah then? That loyal isha l'isha. So we're like, the kuli yamah is still the rabba. Everyone agrees to rabba. V'hachal ha'um rabba l'shibud the baal. We want to know, the Mechalek says, how strong do you make the shibud the baal? Maybe he made the shibud the baal so strong that you can't even have the din of Rav on this. That here, he made it so strong that it's even stronger than Hektash Chometz V'Shichur. That would be the tzad. The Luma L'Rav Shavud is even stronger than that. And that would be the tzad, not. And that would be the pshat. This. And we'll continue tomorrow, Mez Hashem, with another Teretz, and brings into another Mechalekis. But right now, remember, we have Mechalekis two brises. If the Isha could do, if the Isha knocks out the eye, the Shichur. Sure, the Isha not, because the Isha only has Kenyan parents. But the Isha, the Mishaila is, does the Isha have enough kayak? We thought maybe it was talking to Tekanas Usha, and we said, even if it's Tekanas Usha, but it could be that Shikhar is Mafkiya from that Shibud or not. That's the Shaila over here. That's the last Machlekes we had in the Gemara.